All right. Good afternoon. Here from the crazy OPVC headquarters. Lots of weird stuff here. I hope this comes in okay. I'll give you a few minutes to get on here. And I want to continue with this Book of Enoch and this new kind of exposition on it, I guess you could call it, exposing it, I guess. And the reason I'm doing this again, let me just say this to you. I'm doing it because there are so many people that have asked me about the Book of Enoch. They've asked me if I, you know, wanted to, or if I would talk about it or whatever, or questions about it, basically. And yeah, broadcasting live from my underground bunker. But anyway, so I kind of want to deal with a few things. I'm taking it in short bites for you because I don't want to do like 3 hour long, things about, I don't want to do that. I don't even like doing those, to be honest with you. I like preaching that long. I'm fine with doing that. I could preach for hours, but stuff like this, I really don't want to do that. I mean, anyway, so we'll wait. Usually it takes a while for about 50 people to get on, or so. I'm not going to wait that long to get started, but I'll wait a few minutes anyway, and I'll say hi to everybody over here before we get started. And then I'm going to bring you some more bites of this to prove to you this isn't the Word of God. It's not consistent with the Word of God. And, you know, it needs to be, I just want to show you plainly. I'm not even going to get into the historicity of it or even, you know, like how old it is, where it came from, that kind of, we'll get to that. We'll get to that someday. But I thought I'd bring another installment of this because I was reading more of it and I was like, okay, this is insane. Like this stuff is such, it's so full of witchcraft. It's so wicked. It's not consistent with biblical doctrine at all. And that's the thing you have to understand. It isn't consistent with it. Broadcasting live from my mom's basement. I didn't do that. I was going to do that, but I didn't. I would fit in with all the YouTubers that's what they do. They, not all of them, a good number of them broadcast live from their mother's basement. I've met a lot of them. I won't say any more about that. It always gets me in trouble when I talk too much about things like that, so I'll just keep moving. Okay, we see Jessica's on here. The Authorized Mike is on here. Jacob Yates. Jay Cobb, keeping it real. Jeffrey Nell is on here. EJ Love is on there. All right, we got him on there. We've got, let's see, Mark. Mark is on there. Carol is on there. Andrea is on there. Let's see, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. No, that's not your name. Swing Low. Let's see. I like that song, though. The prophets quoted from Enoch, you are trying to keep the lies going, but the truth is coming out. Nice try. Unsubscribing. Donald, I'm not trying to keep the secret gnosis from anybody that unlocks the key to everything in the world. I'm not trying to keep that from you, Donald. Get a hold of yourself, man. Get a hold of yourself. I'm really not some secret guru that wants to hide this from you so you can't have the absolute truth. I have the absolute truth right here. It's the King James Bible. And if you need one, I'll send you one, brother. I'll send you one. But if you're looking for truth in the Book of Enoch, you're going to have to fish through a lot of poo to try to get a piece of corn, bro. That's all I'm saying to you, okay? That's the way it is. That's just the truth. The prophets trump you. Yeah, the prophets said, hear the word of the Lord. That's what they said. And if they speak not according to this book, then I don't have to listen to him. And he doesn't speak according to this book, the Word of God, the King James Bible, which trumps your little fantasy island Book of Enoch. All right? It trumps it. I'm not sorry. I'm not. And I am me, so yeah, I get a little excited about things because I'm not going to apologize to you for knowing the truth. I'm not going to apologize to you for not being fooled by something that sounds really stupid. All right? I'm not mad at you, all right? You're not my enemy. You may think I'm trying to hide something. No, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm not going to hide anything. What I'm going to do is expose it to you. I'm going to show you this man does not keep Torah. Donald, listen to me. You don't keep Torah either. Okay? You don't keep Torah either, Donald. You don't. You don't keep the Sabbath either. No, you don't. But you do sound like a Kabbalistic mystic Jew. That's what you do sound like to me. Falsely so-called. Not really a Jew. Right? That's what you sound like to me. Sounds like a lot what I'm going to show you today. No, I don't defy Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus is my God. Jesus is the rock. Amen? Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Jesus is God in the flesh. Amen. All right, I know who Jesus is. He's my Lord and Savior. I know I'll stand before him one day, justified by his grace. Of course Jesus is not the Father. I know Jesus is not the Father. The Father is the Father. The Son is the Son. I'm not confused by that either. Anyway. Yes, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And anyway, I don't have time to correct all your errors, Donald, but you do have a lot. I suggest you get open up a King James Bible and you get right into it. Okay? All right, so just do that anyway. Yeah, I did. Isn't that funny? I just posted that, didn't I, on there about Jesus is not the Father. I understand Jesus is not the Father. I know that very well, who Jesus is. And I thank God I know him. And you know what? I thank God he knows me. And you better hope he knows you, friend. You need to be saved by the grace of Almighty God. If he don't know you, you're going to die in your sins. He said, if you believe not that I am he, you shall all likewise perish. You better know the Jesus of this book and not this Gnostic one from the book of Enoch and this other garbage. All right, Jesus is God. Amen, he's God. You better believe he is. God was manifest in the flesh, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right. Anyway, I ain't got time to preach a whole sermon to you today, Donald, but you need to be saved by the grace of God. So somebody take Donald's comments and put him on hold. Put him in timeout for a while so he don't spread his heresy while I'm trying to teach about this other heresy. That's how the devil works, you see. He sends one of his little fowls in, and they fly in. Look, isn't that something how that little devil flew in like that? Not Donald, but the spirit that's behind Donald. And it just flew kind of in there and preached another Jesus, another gospel, as I'm trying to expose another Jesus and another gospel and something fake. You see how that is? You know what's interesting about it? I don't have to have a book of illustrations. I just have to do what God calls me to do, and as soon as I start doing it, the devils come out of everywhere. Man, they fly in and out of everywhere. In fact, Brother Joshua and I, he's in the other room here, and we were just talking about this before I got started. He said, you know what, you're going to come out with all this, and man, them devils are going to come right away. Here they come. Phew, they're going to fly right in. Yep, they sure did. Well, praise God. We know we're on the right path, don't we? And when we have opposition, we're going the right way. If everything's easy for you and the devil don't ever oppose you, you better start wondering something. Amen? All right. Anyway, so now this is not systematic in perfection down to the perfect outline and all that other fun stuff. But what it will be is enough for you to understand it. Some of you people might get upset with me because if you listen to this later, there's some of this other stuff in the beginning and all that kind of stuff. Well, fast forward it. That's all I can tell you. Quit complaining. Anyway, but some people are so whiny about everything, you know. I'm gonna keep going here. So I'm gonna get to the pictures here. We're gonna get started here with well, I can't show you any of these pictures, but you can look this up. I suggest you not waste a whole lot of time on this. I'm only doing it because I get asked about it all the time, or it comes up periodically, and I kind of get tired about talking about people saying it and, you know, all this stuff. And I referenced the Book of Enoch one time when I was talking about giants, and that didn't do me any good. And I thank God that I listened. I heard enough grief over it, and I was falsely accused. But it just showed me that you know, if you give Satan a little bit, he can use it against you. So don't give it to him. Amen. So that taught me a lesson. So now I'm just going to expose all the garbage on the Book of Enoch and tell you what it really is and show you what it really is. And then we'll move on from there. Okay. You didn't miss much, Joey. I just got started and I had a heretic come flying in, with a spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, with preaching against Christ, preaching against Jesus being God, not liking the Trinity, not liking, Jesus being God manifest in the flesh, and all kinds of other things. So he said he was going to unsubscribe, and I was like, oh no, don't do that. That'd be like telling my mommy, don't do that. I didn't say that, but now I did. Okay. Anyway. All right, let's go. I know I'm in rare order today, but I have a cold that I'm fighting off, and I feel like God has given me a lot of grace to get through that. And, I thank God for it. Anyway. Okay. So let's get started. Yeah, he told me that I didn't follow the Torah, by the way. In that, hey, I want you guys to notice something. Now, I'm going to talk about this. Now, listen very closely here. What his speech was Kabbalistic. And what I'm going to teach you on today is the fact that the Book of Enoch is Kabbalistic. It's Jewish mysticism. Do you see that? Do you see the connection there? Do you see how that works? Do you see how that spirit said, uh-oh, somebody's going to talk about and expose that wickedness, so it's going to fly in, the fowls of the air come and fly in and try to distract, try to distort, try to take away from the truth, right? Isn't that something, how they do that? You know, not one of them guys are really Jews. They don't keep anything. They're not really Jews. They're not apostles. They say they are. They think they are. Okay. All right. So, the dwelling place of wisdom and righteousness. I want you to think about this, because there's scripture on this. And the Book of Enoch says this: wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the heavens. Wisdom went forth to make her dwelling among the children of men and found no place. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the angels. And unrighteousness went forth from her chambers. When she sought not, she found and dwelt with them, as rain in a desert and on dew on a thirsty land. Well, the Bible says that wisdom always dwelt with God. Do you know that? In Proverbs, I believe it's Proverbs 8. Let's see here. I believe it's Proverbs 8. Yes, here it is. Proverbs 8 talks about wisdom. Okay. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the ways and the places of pass. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. So, He says here in this, he's describing wisdom, and let's go down here. He says here, Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depths, when he established the cloud above, when he strengthened the fountain of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree. He goes on and on and on. All right. About wisdom being there. Wisdom being there. Okay. Now, just you contrast that on your own. Okay. I'm going to keep going. Okay. But you contrast those two on your own, and you'll see that they don't add up. Okay. They just don't add up. Now, here's the Noahic fragment of the first world judgment from the Book of Enoch. Now, you're going to find that this teaches something slightly different than the scriptures. When I start to read, you're going to find out all these things. It's like, okay, well, God had a number of angels that he told us their names. he didn't want us to know things for a reason. These people search it out. And in those days shall punishment come from the Lord of spirits, and he will open the chambers of waters which are above the heavens and the fountains which are beneath the earth. Now, I want you to hear some language, and if you can pick up on it, I don't know if you will, but I'll just tell you what it is anyway. You're going to hear some as is above, so is below type language here, which shows you the little Gnostic witchy-poo stuff that's being taught in this book. You can catch it if you're listening, if you're paying attention. And all the waters shall be joined with the waters, and that which is above the heavens is the masculine, and the water which is beneath the earth is the feminine. What is that? As is above, so is below. Do you understand what they're teaching, what this book is teaching to you here? It's teaching the generative principle. Thank you. The generative principle. That's the G in the Masonic order. The generative principle. That's what's being taught here. This is a Gnostic book. Enoch is a Gnostic book, but it talks about giants. That's okay. Okay, so does Jack and the Stinking Beanstalk. But that doesn't mean that it's the Word of God. That doesn't mean it's the Bible. That is Baphomet. And what are we coming to? An androgynous age. Oh boy, are we there. Don't have time to talk about it all. Got to keep moving. But again, that which is above the heavens is the masculine, and the water which is beneath the earth is the feminine. Methinks they're trying to teach something there. And when they have recognized their unrighteousness, they shall have wrought on the earth, then by these shall they perish. Yeah. And they, by the way, the Bible says the Ancient of Days. The Book of Enoch says, and after the head of days repented. Now, I want you to hear this, because this is the charge they make against God. There is a charge here made against God in the Book of Enoch. And if you're not paying attention, you're not going to notice it. But it is not saying the same thing the Word of God says. It is not saying the same thing. Listen to this. This is in chapter L5, or L. V. No, I'm not giving you secret Masonic handshake codes. I'm just giving the Roman numerals. Okay? There we go. Just so you know. Because then somebody will do a video about me, and it'll be that I did all these secret... He's really revealed the Book of Enoch, but what he's really doing is sending you secret Masonic codes. No, really, I'm not. I'm just showing you the Roman numerals. Anyway, I know you tried to hand shot those. I know all about it. You can go back and do it in the video. But you know I'll have edited that out in my secret fashion so no one can find out just what I'm doing. Man, people are people are very superstitious. Some of you guys have been watching so much conspiracy stuff that you've become superstitious. You're getting like spooky visions and crackers, man. All right? You need to chill. And I don't mean crackers like white guy crackers. I mean like saltine crackers. All right? anyway, I'm going to keep going. That's right. Okay, so, and after the head... Now listen to this. This is the charge against God. And after that, the head of days repented and said, in vain have I destroyed all who dwell on the earth. God didn't say that. God didn't say in vain he destroyed all the man on earth. That's not what your King James Bible says, is it? Now, don't you have a problem with the Book of Enoch when it contradicts the very clear words of God? Well, let me tell you something. You should have a problem with that. What's up, Wayne? You should have a problem with that. You know, if something contradicts the Bible and it says something against your God, you should have a problem with that. You should have a big problem with that. Okay? Honestly, you should. Hang on a second. I'm going to get you a verse here. Okay, let's see. Genesis. They enter the ark. Says that the Lord smelled the sweet savor. You know, God sent them out of the ark, and you know, God gave the promise. God does not say, "Well, in vain have I done this," right? Repeat everything 4 minutes ago. I had to get coffee. I'm sorry. I can't do that. But it will be on the replay. You can catch it in the replay. All right. And he swore by his great name. So, okay, it says, and after that, the head of days repented and said, in vain have I destroyed all who dwell on the earth. Whoops. I don't know what I was thinking. Do you understand that? Now, that's what he's saying. He's saying God was like, well, what was I thinking? That was an empty decision. What was wrong with me? Why did I make that decision? God doesn't do that. God's perfect in knowledge, holy and righteous. Do you understand that? God is omniscient. He knows all things. He knows the end from the beginning. Or the beginning from the end, whichever way you want to look at it. Right? It is blasphemy. That's right. It's heresy and blasphemy. It's right. It's exactly what it is. And I'm tired of people lifting this up and saying, but they talk about spooky things in there, so it must be real. Well, the Kabbalah does too. And that's a book of hell. Book of a bunch of witches. Okay. And he swore by his great name, henceforth I will not do so to all who dwell on the earth, and I will set a sign in the heaven. And this shall be a pledge of good faith between me and them forever, so long as heaven is above the earth, and this is in accordance with my command. God never said it was vain what he did. God doesn't do things vainly. That's not the God of the Bible. At all. And God does not fail. God does not fail. What he sets out to do, he does. Okay. Here's another portion of this. And they were wise in utterance and in the spirit of life. And the Lord of spirits placed the elect one on the throne of glory. And he shall judge all the works of the holy above in the heaven. And in the balance shall their deeds be weighed. And when he shall lift up his countenance to judge their secret ways according to the word of the name of the Lord of spirits, and their path according to the way of the righteous judgment of the Lord of spirits, then shall they all with one voice speak and bless. And he will summon all the hosts of heaven and all the holy ones. Now here's where it's going to get interesting. Okay? Yeah, exactly, Dave. I don't know why people can't just trust the Bible alone. Here's where it gets interesting. There's a new class of angels that are described here. Now, people will ascribe them to the wheels and to the wheels within a wheel in Ezekiel. You're going to hear that. But they say a bunch of spooky things about this in the book of Enoch, and others do. Others say some really weird things about this, okay? About this group called the Ophanim. All right? And he will summon all the hosts of the heavens and all the holy ones above and the host of God of the cherubic, the seraphim, and the Ophanim, and all the angels of powers and all the angels of principalities and the elect ones and the other powers on the earth and over the water. On that day shall they raise one voice and bless and glorify and exalt in the spirit of faith and in the spirit of wisdom and in the spirit of patience and the spirit of mercy and the spirit of judgment of peace and the spirit of goodness. Okay, so he reveals these angels, all right, who this separate class of angels are. Now, this is where it gets weird. All right, this is where it gets weird. Because this sect of angels is talked about where? It's talked about in Jewish mysticism and the Kabbalah. Yeah, the Ophanim angels. They're a group of angels in Judaism or in the Kabbalah who are known for their wisdom. They never sleep because they're constantly busy guarding God's throne in heaven. The Ophanim are most commonly called thrones and sometimes wheels. In the Merkaba mysticism, which by the way, Pastor Hoggard is teaching on UFOs and he's taught on them. And here's the thing about that. Some of the key figures in the UFO disclosure movement practice Merkaba mysticism. Stephen Greer is one guy who, when he meditates, UFOs show up. As people's minds progress, here's what they say about this, through the different levels of heaven during Merkaba mysticism and meditation, they encounter Ophanim, angels who test them on their spiritual knowledge and reveal more holy mysteries to them. After they pass the test and continue on their way, their goal is to leave their personal egos behind and move closer to God's will for them. The Ophanim angels help people grow closer to God by helping them open their minds up, more to discovering and fulfilling God's purposes. Now, this website talks about Enoch and the Ophanim angels. They help transport a chariot of fire carrying the biblical prophet Enoch to and from heaven in a story including the book of Enoch, a Jewish and Christian sacred text. Well, it's not a Christian book, not at all. When the Ophanim and other angels present in heaven meet Enoch, who turns in, I'm not kidding you, you're going to think I'm making this up. Look, I got to look at you all. I'm looking at my screen, but I got to look at you. Guess what Enoch turns into? Guess what Enoch turns into in this Kabbalism, in this Ophanim and all this, guess what he turns into? And in the book of Enoch, he turns into, I'm not kidding you when I say this, he turns into Megatron. I'm not kidding you. He turns into Megatron. That's what it says. He turns into Megatron. Not kidding you. Do you understand that? No, I don't understand it either. It's stupid. But it's mysticism. That's what it is. Who turns into the Archangel Megatron. They call him Metatron or Megatron. Well, that sounds familiar. I remember the Transformers, I know, and I was crushed. Let me tell you, I don't watch Hollywood movies and all this anymore, but I used to love the Transformers. And I'm telling you, when I found out that whole golden age of enlightenment and all that stuff, I'm like, you're kidding me. Don't tell me that Optimus Prime and all those guys, don't tell me all of them are a bunch of witches. Right? What do they have in them? Oh, come on. Do I really have to go through it? They do. What do they have in them? They have the divine spark in them. Do you understand what they were teaching even us as little kids back then? And I'm telling you, it was like my favorite cartoon. And my favorite character was Optimus Prime. And they had the golden age of enlightenment when Cybertron turned into a complete golden age. I know it's a cube. It's where all the life was. Remember when they made the little Energon cubes? It's weird. I know. It'll get weird. That's what they made. I know. The cobblestone. I know. It goes on and on. It's not an accent. It's all Kabbalah. I believe the Transformers Ultimate is all Kabbalistic. It's all the Kabbalah. It's all ancient mystery. Babylon. Gnosticism, all of it. All right? That's what it is. Okay? Here's what they say. The other angels present in heaven meet Enoch, who turns into Archangel Metatron. They scoff. He is merely a gnat among those who divide flames of fire. But God replies that he has chosen Enoch because of his faith, righteousness, and perfection of the deed. To be a tribute from my world under all the heavens. Now, Ophanim angels, which are talked about in the book of Enoch. In the Kabbalah, the archangel Raziel leads the Ophanim angels as they express God's creative energy of wisdom called the Chokmah throughout the universe. That work involves the Ophanim angels working with humans to help people learn more knowledge, or if you prefer, gnosis. Guide people to apply that knowledge to their lives in practical ways so they can become wiser and empower people to reach their full God-given potential in life. Doesn't that sound like some of those power of positive thinking guys? if you just visualize it, you think it, it'll come true. Mm. How do the Ophidim angels, they send signs or messages to people? Now, I want you to think about, it's extrasensory perception, ESP. I want you to think about those UFOs, fallen angels, messages, people trying to break on through to the other side, all that stuff. These angels, what they're saying are involved with that. And what the connection is to Gnosticism, the Book of Enoch, the Kabbalah, all of it. Are you getting it? Probably not, but think about it and you might figure it out. Clairvoyance, clear seeing, seeing impressions in your mind. Clairaudience, clear hearing, hearing sounds that come from beyond the physical realm. Clairalliance, clear smelling. Receiving psychic knowledge through your sense of smell. Clairgustance, clear tasting. Learning about something through taste despite the lack of physical source of the taste. Clairsentience, clear sensing of touch and emotions. Gaining psychic information through your senses of touch or perceiving something by feeling the emotion of it in a physical way. Some of the other ways that Ophidim may communicate with humans include sending fresh creative ideas, such as insights about new ways to solve problems and boosts of faith. Are you listening? And they talk about, you want to know what's weird? And the Book of Enoch, it's like all they talk about is like mystical stuff. Or like secrets. The secrets. The secrets. Right? You have to know the secrets. Right? It is weird. That's exactly what they're doing. It's not weird, though. It's satanic. Look, what is the Book of Enoch for? To give you some little portions of what the Bible says? So you are distracted from the Word of God. So you will look at that and not the Word of God. So you will focus on something that doesn't matter. Because Satan doesn't care what you focus on as long as it's not God's Word. That's why. If he can get you on some spooky trail, you're following him. You're searching Satan out. You're searching all those things out. That's what I'm here to tell you. The Book of Enoch is not the Word of God. It contradicts the Word of God. It's Gnostic. It's Kabbalistic. It's witchcraft. It's sorcery. I'm not done. There's much more. Okay. Let's see if I'm done with that one. Oops, wrong one. Hang on a second. Ophidim angels are constantly reflecting on God's will so they can understand and follow it wisely. The Ophidim explain God's will to other beings that the Creator has made, humans included, to help everyone develop greater wisdom. Oh my goodness, what does... Now, that sounds awful familiar. It sounds like an offer that was made to somebody. I think it was in Genesis chapter 3. Wasn't it? Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman, what did he offer her? The gnosis. The secret knowledge. Look, Eve, you just don't know what evil is. You only know what good is. Based on what God said. You need to have your own understanding of good. Have you ever heard this before? Huh? Listen. You've heard this before. Well, you have your truth and I have my truth. No. There is God's truth and there is the lie. There is Christ or there is Antichrist. There is not any in between. There is righteousness and there is unrighteousness. There is the God of the Bible, and then there is Satan. That's it. There's no in-between gnosis that you can get. What does he say? And the eyes of them were both opened. And when the woman, wait, let me back up. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. You mean like the Ophanim angels making you wise? That the Book of Enoch wants you to, you know, look for these Ophanim angels to keep you wise? Oh, wait, I thought all scripture was given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. I thought the words of the Lord are pure words as silver, tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Right? I thought I'm to seek the Lord. Not some Ophanim angels that are giving messages to people and downloading messages to their brain. I don't have time to get into where that goes. That goes into the high-tech industry. That goes into all these people. I'm trying to get you to stick to this book. I'm trying to get you to stick to the Word of God. And yes, I am on a mission to completely destroy the Book of Enoch. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's not the Word of God. It's not the Bible. It's a big, stinking, fat lie. Gnostic, dirty, wicked lie. That's what it is. And when I'm done, I'm going to expose it all. Lord willing, anyway, as much as he wants me to. Some things are just too stupid to expose. All right, let's see here. So that's those Ophanim angels. All right, let's see if there's anything else I need there. Nothing there. Okay, here's another one that I want to give you here. Here's another one. And other forms I saw hidden in that place, I heard the voice of an angel saying, these are the angels who descended to the earth and revealed that it was hidden to the children of men and seduced the children of men into committing sin. Well, the Bible does talk about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But what they're talking about, they basically blame the angels for deceiving men. But when we go back to the Word of God, Adam's sin was his fault. Adam was not deceived. Eve was deceived, being in the transgression. Adam was not deceived. Adam knew full well what he was doing. Man knows full well when he is sinning against God. Okay, now, are you ready for a twist in the Noah story here that you don't find in Genesis? I mean, you can look all over the Word of God. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. And I, you know what? I'm actually going to wait to see if anybody comments in a simple answer over here. I'll actually take a little bit of time to do that, okay? Here we go. Are you ready? All right. Here's a question I want to ask you. How many times does the Book of Enoch have to contradict the creation, the account of the flood and the creation story before we count it as dung? How many times? One. Okay. And if you remember right, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Class, you're paying attention. Good, good, good. All right. Now, here's the thing. I've already given you some of those last week, or I think it was last week. All right? So I've already given it to you last week, but I want to give you another one. This is where you get into the Gnostic, spooky-dooky, weird interpretations that are not found in the Word of God. This ought to make you mad. It should make you say, well, I'm not going to use that stupid Book of Enoch or rely on that or think it's supposed to be in the Bible when it totally says something different than what God's revealed word down through the centuries that was not hid but was preserved for us, was given to us, that we know is the Word of God, that it doesn't contradict. This is God's word. Why do I want something that contradicts God's word? Why would I even trust it? If it says one thing that is so blatantly contradicting, and it's not up for any private, I'm not talking about some obscure thing. I'm talking about plain as day contradicts what the scriptures say. Now, I've already given that to you in the Genesis 6 account, but I'm going to give it here to you. You ready? And in those days, Noah saw the earth that it had sunk down and its destruction was nigh. And he arose from thence and went to the ends of the earth. Where's that at? Okay, anyway. And he sunk down and its destruction was nigh. And he arose from thence and went to the ends of the earth and cried aloud to his grandfather Enoch. Okay, so like Enoch's gone here, right? Catch it. Follow me here, please. Listen up. Just pay attention here. I don't want you to miss this, okay? I want you to pay attention to this, okay? Because I don't want you to miss this. And he arose from thence and went to the ends of the earth and cried aloud to his grandfather Enoch. And Noah said three times with an embittered voice, "Hear me, hear me, hear me." Now, right about there, it sounds like some kind of incantation or spell. It's weird. Okay, but hang on. And Noah said that three times. And I said unto him, "Tell me what is that falling out on the earth, that the earth is in such evil plight and shaken, lest perchance I shall perish with it." And thereupon there was a great commotion on the earth, and a voice was heard from heaven. And I fell on my face, and Enoch my grandfather came and stood by me and said unto me, "Why hast thou cried unto me with a bitter cry and weeping?" And a command has gone forth from the presence of the Lord concerning those who dwell in the earth, that their ruin is accomplished because they have learnt all the secrets of the angels and all the violence of the Satans and all their powers, the most secret ones, and all the power of those who practice sorcery and the power of witchcraft and the power of those who make molten images for the whole earth, and how silver is produced from the dust of the earth and how soft metals originate in the earth. For lead and tin are not produced from the earth like the first. It is a fountain that produces them, and an angel stands therein at that. That angel is preeminent. And after that, my grandfather Enoch took hold of me by my hand and raised me up and said to me, "Go, for I have asked the Lord of spirits," as touching the commotion on the earth. And he said unto me, "Because of their unrighteous judgment, their judgment has been determined upon all. Oops, I forgot my place, sorry. Yep, okay. "And these by they have no place of repentance forever, because they have shown what was hidden, and they are the damned. But as for thee, my son, the Lord of spirits knows that thou art pure and guiltless of this reproach concerning the secrets." So, here's the thing, okay? You're going to notice here that's pretty preeminent. It's all about the secrets. I'm judging the earth because the angels came down and gave the secrets to men. They unveiled the secrets. They unveiled the secrets to the men. I didn't want mankind to know the secrets. And in those days, Noah saw the earth that had sunk down. Whoops, I already read that, sorry. And in those days, the word of God came unto me and said unto me, "Noah, thy lot has come up before me. A lot without blame and a lot of love and uprightness. And now the angels are making a wooden building. And when they have completed that task, I will place my hand upon it and preserve it. And there shall come forth from it the seed of life. And a change shall set in that the earth will not remain without inhabitant. And I will make thy fast thy seed before and forever." It says the angels made a wooden building. Well, now here we come into another point of this. Unless I'm reading it wrong, Joshua, yeah, that's what it looks like it's saying, that the angels made the building. Yeah, this is Enoch. Well, it's not really Enoch. It's the Book of Enoch at sacredtext.com. "And after that, my grandfather Enoch gave me the teaching of all the secrets in the book and the parables which had given to him, and he put together for me in the words of the book of the parables." He gave me all the secrets in the book. You know, when the Bible talks about mysteries, it defines the mysteries. It gives it to us. It doesn't leave you in suspense and secret. But here it says that it gave me the teachings of all the secrets in the book. Paul said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." And on that day, Michael answered, oh, here we go. So Michael and Raphael are astonished at the severity of the judgment, it says here. And after that, my grandfather Enoch gave me the teaching of all the secret. It sounds like Manly P. All secret teachings of all ages. That's what it sounds like. And after my grandfather Enoch gave me the teachings of all the secrets in the books and the parables which had been given to him, and he put them together for me in the words of the book of the parables. And on that day, Michael answered Raphael and said, are you a Ninja Turtle? No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. That's not in there. I added that. And on that day, Michael answered Raphael and said, the power of the Spirit transports and makes me to tremble because of the severity of the judgment of the secrets. The judgment of the angels, who can endure the severe judgment which has been executed and before which they melt away? And Michael answered and said to Raphael, who is he whose heart is not softened concerning and whose reins are not troubled by his word of judgment has gone forth upon them because of those who have thus led them out? And it came to pass when he stood before the Lord of spirits, Michael said thus to Raphael, I will not take their part under the eye of the Lord, for the Lord of spirits has been angry with them because they do as if they were the Lord. Therefore, all that is hidden shall come upon them forever and ever, for neither angel nor man shall have the portion in it, but alone they have received their judgment forever and ever. Now listen, we never have an account where the angels are like discussing God's judgment, like God, like they were like, whoa, that was heavy. We don't have that. I mean, this is like some weird theatrical, satanic questioning of God. This is not, you don't find this questioning of God in the word of God by the angels sitting around like, dude, that was intense. Like, did you check that out? Raphael, seriously, bro, did you see that? That was incredible. What was up with that? I mean, you don't have that type of dialogue with angels there. How can anybody think that's the word of God? Do you see what I mean? I mean, I just want you to think about the consistency of the scriptures versus this stuff. All right, so that's the snippet that I give you today. There's more to come as I look at more of it and I examine more of it, but I think that's enough. I've been going on for about 45 minutes with it. I think it should give you a lot to think about. Now I'm going to go back through some of these and say hi to everybody and maybe take a couple questions and then I'll be off to the races. Let's see. All right. I did. Okay. Javier Guapo. Hope I said your name right. Donald had to leave the building. He wasn't very pleasant, even though he said he was. Authorized Mike is here. Underground Church Network, aka EJ Love. All right, Psalm 23:5. All right, Victoria, Andrea, Joey, Joshua, Judges. No, I'm just kidding. The Underground. Okay, yep. Alexandria Otto. All right, Nan Rickman. Nan, I'm not sure what you're talking about the bunch of 3 days of darkness deception. Could you send that to me? Send it to PastorCooley@iCloud.com. I'll take a look at it. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Wayne C., good to have you on there. Psalm 23:5, good to have you on there. Bryce, let's see, Mark, that's right, they're not content with the Word of God, sadly. Dave Patrick, good to have you on there. Yeah, that's right, they're not. Brenda Markham, good to have you on there. Stu, Diceward, I have no problem with the Genesis 6 account of the sons of God and the daughters of men. Absolutely understand it, believe it, that they were fallen angels, all that stuff. The Kabbalah. That's why the Jim Wilford, Brother Jim, my old tag team partner on OPBC Online. Hope you're doing good. Let's see, Mark, Holly. We got a good crew on here today. Looks like 57. I think it was 67. Let me go down here and see if anybody's asked any questions. Hey, Brother Jason, good to hear you're dealing with this to the face. Yep, Devin, good to hear from you. Let's see. My wife is on. All right, let's see. Durando, is it the Book of Embellishments? Yeah, it is a Book of Embellishments. Brenda. Well, Brenda, you asked a question here. Let's stop here and answer this. Brenda says, but wouldn't a third of the angels have had a conversation like this when they rebelled? Yeah, maybe, but it's not recorded. If God wanted you to know it, he'd have put it right in this book right here. You'd have had it, and you'd have known it. But we don't see angels conversing like that in the scriptures. We don't see us having an account of that. That's not consistent teaching with the scriptures at all. Abby Johnson's, I know Abby Johnson's a Catholic. I absolutely know that. Thanks for your time. The wheels you spoke of, like Ezekiel. Yep, those are the wheels. T Real. You're late. We won't hold that against you. Household is falling in order. Praise Jesus. Amen, Paul. That's good news. Glad your house is going good. Praise the Lord. Glad your family's doing well. Illy Spilka. What would you tell people who do believe in these books? I would show them these videos. That's right, Andrea. I would absolutely show them these videos. And if they're saved, I don't know how your spirit can't bear witness with this, because it does me plain as day to see this is not the word of God. Hello, Pastor. I sent you an email about how rap music is something of communication to evil spirits. Yes, it is. And I preached a message on that called the Nephilim and rap music. A lot of that was taken from some stuff that G. Craig Lewis did. I don't agree with everything G. Craig Lewis does, but he's right about the rap stuff. It's a little more vulgar than I like some of the stuff that he exposes. I don't really like doing that. I have had some black pastors tell me, though, that the black church, I'm using their words, okay? I'm not using my own. That's them, all right? So understand that. That they got to have it, like, rough and straightforward. So that's just, I'm just telling you, that's what a friend of mine who's a pastor who's dealt with the black community in Chicago for a very long time. He's a very good friend of mine. I love him very dearly. And he told me that. So, anyway, I kind of, you know, get it. Hi, I'm here from New Zealand. Been listening for a while to the videos. Just happened to be on first time you were live, my time. Thank you for teaching. It's really been encouraging. Well, praise the Lord. We've got new stuff coming. I'm going to try to do these 2 to 3 times a week. Different things like this. If I could make time, and I probably should, I could do almost one of these every day almost. Well, not on the weekend, but during the day, definitely. During the week, I could do for an hour, just boom, because there's so much going on in the world today. It's just insane. And I'd like to give people some instruction and take it back to the Bible. Cults are dangerous like the Mormons. Absolutely right. Great teaching. Love to do a show with you on the Great Divide. I don't know what that means, the Great Divide, Dave. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, cults are dangerous like Mormons. Yes, they are. King James Bible is my only Bible I read. Companion. Amen. Let's see. Japheth's daughter got a raw deal. Yeah, it sounds like she did. It sounds like she did. What about when people say the Pope took books out? It's hard to believe, but it gets me thinking. Well, I have to ask you a question. The Pope is the stinking biggest witch in a dress you'll ever see in your life. Why would he take out a Gnostic book? Ask yourself that question. Why would the Pope, who is into witchcraft, who has all the symbols of the Masonic order, of the Jesuit order, of the Illuminati, of, I always forget that one. Yes, thank you. Knights Templar. The Knights Templar. Why would he take that out? He wouldn't. He's the king witch daddy of them all, and he wouldn't take that out. I'm just telling you, he wouldn't. Did you see the preacher preaching on the train in Sydney? I did not. I did not. I think there's a lot of music that's of Satan. Andrea, there absolutely is a lot of music that's of Satan. That is absolutely the truth. And I've exposed that. I've done CCM videos, CCM teachings. I've done rock music teaching. I think I need to come back and do some more of that. I think I need to do some more shows on that, actually, and come back to some of that. Because that needs to be talked about again. Because God's people get a little lax with all their music. And they get listened to the world's music way too easy. And also, some of the CCM music is definitely satanic. To the core. Okay. Let's see. Exodus 21 has odd advice for fathers with daughters. Well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about exactly there. Oh, if a man sell his daughter, she shall not go out to men, serve she please not her master, who hath betrothed her, then let her be redeemed to sell her for a strange nation. She shall have no power. His daughter, to be a maidservant. Yeah, well, actually, there's a lot that you could say about that, but the children and your wife are property of the husband in the Bible. That's how it was. It looks like here that has to do kind of more with betrothing. Man sells daughter to be a maidservant. He shall not go out of as a menservant to, if she please not her master who hath betrothed her to him. See, he's giving her in marriage is what he's doing to somebody. Anyway, but the father did have the authority over the daughter to make decisions. Exactly. No one is going to leave their wife and children behind if they love them. That's right. Absolutely. So. Jason asked me, the Pope wears a yarmulke. What's up with that? Kabbalistic. Rome. All of it. All together. No question about it. The Pope said Jesus failed the cross. Yeah, that's because the Pope's a devil. I'd like to hear a teaching on the book of Revelation where God tells John to seal up what he has seen until the time of the end. Well, there's not much you can teach about that because we don't know. That's the time frame. John saw all the way to the end in the time frame, and God doesn't give us that. So I'm afraid that show would be very short. It would be in a few sentences. That's it. God sealed it. Underground Church Network, do you miss my honky-tonk music? Underground Church, do you miss my honky-tonk music expose that I did? Honky-tonk hellish music expose that I did that I took off on accident? Off of my sermon audio page. I remember that teaching I did on country music. I have it, actually. I have it in the hopper to redo it. I just haven't done it yet. Yeah. What is CCM? Contemporary Christian music. Okay. All right. Let me keep going here. No one is going to leave their wife and kids behind. That's right. Okay. Let's see. My name is Phil. God has been faithful, brought me out of a life of mixture of occult practices and Catholicism, cleansed me up and saved me, and taught me to trust his word alone. Amen. That's wonderful news, Phil. Good news. Glad to hear it. Praise the Lord. Andre, are you talking about the Catholic, or the country music? Yeah, I need to kind of do some. No, Underground Church Network. That wasn't the one I did on Dollywood. I don't think it was. That's a different one. Nat, what's the Hillsong's dad is a pedo and church covered it up? Well, anytime you have those practices with that, that's not a surprise. There are open homosexuals, open perverts, open sin, open acceptance. The Pope is pushing it. This open acceptance into transgenderism. Why? Because the Pope is fundamentally transforming the Roman Catholic Church before our eyes. He's doing it. Right before our eyes. It's happening. So, that's what's going on. That's why you see it like that. And that's why it's so bad. It's a spirit behind all that. So, let's see. All right. Well, looks like I got everybody. What about Lacusa? Oh, the Jesuit Lacusa. Yeah, I'm not pre-trib. I'm not. You asked me a question, where does the pre-trib? I'm not pre-trib. I will say that even most dispensationalists were not pre-trib. I have the records, and I've been threatening to do it for a while. I just have never done it. But I have the records of the premillennial essays of the conferences that they all had together, okay? And when they had these conferences, they were all, most of the dispensationalists were post-trib, okay? Darby introduced it to the premillennialist. He introduced the eminency doctrine, and it split down the middle of the dispensationalists. And I have all the paperwork to back it up. I have all their exact things, all their paperwork and the files and the history of the records that prove it. Nobody's really showed that. I think I should sometime, actually. I should just show it, but I haven't yet. But, you know, maybe I should sometime. Paul Palermo asks me if I'm a Muslim. No, I'm white. I'm not a Muslim. How could I be a Muslim? Okay, unsubscribe. Rapture soon. Okay, the rapture soon? Okay, was the rapture before the temple was going to be destroyed if it was imminent? Because when the word of God was written, it was written before AD 70 and the temple was destroyed. And if Jesus was going to come back any time before that, how could the temple have been destroyed when Jesus said it was going to be destroyed? How could Peter have died before the rapture if it was imminent? When Peter was told when he was going to die. Do you see what I mean? There are things all over that you can prove that. I'm not going to argue with that. The Bible, I'm like Pastor Hoggard. Here's what I believe about that, okay? It says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I'm not about to get into an argument. If you unsubscribe and don't want to be friends or listen to my stuff because I believe it's post-trib, that's okay. I'm not going to disown you as my brother because you disagree with me. I'm not going to be that way. I'm not. I've never made it a test of fellowship. One of my pastoral friends, Pastor David Ickes, is going to come preach for us and go out street preaching with us. He's going to preach for our church, and he is pre-trib, and it doesn't bother me. And it doesn't bother him that I'm post-trib. Why? Do we agree with each other? No. Are we going to let it divide us? No. Absolutely not. No way. I will get you some information on that underground church network. I will get you some information on that. Actually, some old historical quotes and things like that if you'd like them. Now, obviously, we would say the Bible, but I'll look that up for you and see. I think I might have covered it in something. But maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. And please don't spam my page with flat earth stuff. I know Joshua caught it and got rid of it. I don't want to argue about the flat earth. Okay. I really don't. You know, but, yeah, get rid of that Palermo guy. He's trying to put heresy on here. What did I tell you? Hey guys, perfect example. What did I tell you? As soon as you start preaching the word of God, what happens? As soon as you expose the wickedness, in come the devils flying in to try to subvert. Not an accident at all. Amen. Okay, anyway, I could teach on the post-trib, but look, if you go to a church, don't leave it because it's pre-trib. Don't leave a church for that reason, all right? Don't do that. Don't be that way. You don't have to be that way. There's a lot more important issues that God said that we should deal with besides the timing of the rapture. Okay? Alf, I would rather you not tell a quick devil priest story. I don't, maybe not, maybe another thread some other time. Save it. Okay. You can email it to me if you want to. I just don't know what it's going to be, and I don't want to expose everybody to that here. Okay? I'm in mixed company. on here. There's women on here. There's men on here, and there could be younger Christians on here, and I don't want to confuse them with too much. I try to be sensitive to that. It's not that I want to, you know, ban everybody or anything like that. I just want to be mindful of the people that are on here, okay? To be careful, but you can send it to me, PastorCooley@iCloud.com. And I've learned the hard way, brother, that if you're a brother, you may be a sister, I don't know. Please don't be offended. I can't tell by the name. But I've learned the hard way not to do that. That it can get ugly real quick. So, hey, I hope to bring you some more next week. I'll deal with the Book of Enoch again next week. And I'll probably deal with something else. Pastor, I'm not trying to spam you. You don't believe that every word of the Bible is true. I absolutely, see, here's the thing, okay? Truth Seeker is, look, I'll be kind to you, Truth Seeker, but I'm going to tell you something. I do believe, the accusation that because I don't believe in the flat earth, that I don't believe the Bible. Now, anytime you're having a discussion with people, when you start the discussion as, I'm right, you're wrong, you don't believe the Bible. First of all, it's a very dishonest thing to say. When I have given my life to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, when I have submitted to the Word of God to live by it, and now I have somebody come along that says, well, that's how you said it, so you should rephrase it. Because what you're saying is that I have some ulterior motive not to believe what the Bible says, and I don't. If the flat earth was real and it was true, why would I reject it? Who would I be afraid of exactly? When I have said so many things that, look, you want to talk about a doctrine that makes people mad? I'll tell you about a doctrine that makes people mad that I preach that lays them all flat. You know what it is? Here's what it is. It's called Keepers at Home. When I preach about the roles of the sexes, when I preach about women, when I preach about modesty, when I preach about all those things, guess what happens? I get so many people mad at me and angry with me and all of that stuff. Why? Because it's a doctrine that really irritates people. It destroys feminism. It pushes having babies. It does a lot of things. And people get upset with me. But you know what? I'm not worried about suffering reproach for the flat earth. I am not worried about that at all. If I even remotely thought it was real, then I would look into it earnestly. And I have looked into it. And I found it to be very spurious and an issue that doesn't matter that much at all. That people have elevated to a truth that is ridiculous. Truth Seeker, you're not going to show me anything that the hundreds of people, and I'm being facetious, it's not quite hundreds, that I've had video after video after video after video after video sent to me. Okay? On the flat earth. You will not show me something that I probably have not had sent to me. Atheists don't get saved from the earth's shape. Atheists get saved by Jesus Christ. Okay, here's where, do you see? Are you paying attention, folks? Listen to me. I don't care if you think the earth looks like this bottle. It doesn't save anybody. It doesn't lead them to the Bible. But in fact, if it did, Jesus said the stones would cry out. He could raise up stones from children. Or children from the stones. Do you understand? What is that saying? So should I go off and preach about stones all the time because Jesus said that he could raise up children from the stones? I do care about what the Bible says about, do you see, okay, I want you to watch this. So here I am trying to uncover and teach you about Gnostic, evil, satanic things, and the thread gets subverted by flat earthers. Why? I'm going to tell you why. because largely most of them have that same secret Gnostic spirit. Do you understand that? I'm not saying all of them, but a great number of them have the same gnosis. I have the secret, Pastor, that you don't understand. It's going to unlock the keys to the entire universe. And if you'll just embrace the flat earth, then you will cause a massive revival to take place throughout all the world. And the whole world will be saved because of the shape of the earth. Turn away from your bouncy ball earth and turn to the flat shape earth. Don't you see how stupid that is? It is, Eric, EJ. And I'm going to be the guy that tells you right in your face, would you get back to the Bible and stop worrying about the shape of the earth that you can't prove is flat? Would you just do it, please? What does it profit? What does it profit for you to be so concerned about the shape of the earth? By the way, when you trace it, Eric, what is it, Dubai? Is that his name? Dubai? A bunch of mystic, Gnostic devils? A bunch of people that, by the way, follow that Book of Enoch and everything else? They follow the Book of Enoch and all that other type of spurious teachings? Like that stinking dude, what's his name? I can't stand that guy. That little Hebrew rooter tooter guy. What's that rootin' tootin' guy's name? The rootin' tootin' guy. Dubai, yep. He hates and mocks Christ. Yep, but we should use him as a resource because he's good. Schneblin's one of the guys, and then there's the other guy that everybody likes. And man, does he calls the King James Bible the King Jimmy? He calls it the King Jimmy and he makes fun of the King James Bible. Rob Skiba. Yeah. Anyway, so you had to get me off on that rant, didn't you? I was fine. I could have just ended it. You could have all had a nice, lovely weekend, and I could have just been off here and Jim Staley, the Hebrew, that's another Hebrew rooter tutor. Why are those two connected? Why? Why are the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Schnebelator, and the Flat Earth, why are they all connected? By the way, I will openly say this with no problem at all, that I think Schneblin is still a witch. I think he still is. I think he traded in for something else. When he told that story about him and his wife were sitting in a room and then two angels walked in the door and started teaching him. Yeah, I think that, put me on record, that guy's a witch. That guy's a witch. You go ahead and put me on record, that's fine, I don't care. He's something, he's a mystic, spooky Gnostic dude. Alright? Why is he swerving everybody? Why is he swerving everybody the other direction? Okay? I'm telling you, it's, what is it all? Let me help you with something, okay? Here it is. What is the flat earth topic? Well, okay. No, let me ask you a question and see if any of you can answer. All right, I'm going to hold questions. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want you to answer. I'm going to hold off for the question. Here we go. Here it is. Okay. What does the flat earth, the Book of Enoch, and the Hebrew Roots Movement all have in common? What are they all? Ready? Go. Nope, you didn't get it. Well, they all are all satanic, and they all are heresies. But guess what they really are? Distractions. They're distractions. They're just to get you to waste your time. So you're off into something else and you're not focused on this. So you're off looking into all this other stuff. Watching 1,000 flat earth videos. Right. To just distract you into something else. And not the clear word of God. Yeah, there's some that are flat earth that aren't crazy, but they're very minimal. As soon as you get talking to them long enough, they'll say you're not saved if you don't believe the flat earth. You don't believe the Bible? I thought you believed every word of God. You don't believe the earth is flat? No, the problem, what you don't understand is, Einstein, is I don't believe your interpretation. It's not that I don't believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. It's your interpretation I don't believe. I think you feigned it in your own marble up there. That's why. Anyway, so. I don't believe in the heliocentric model. I believe in the geocentric model. Trigger. There you go. Anyway. Man, this is one of those things you're going to make me have to edit this video. Man. I'm going to have to edit like all this out. No, I won't. I'll just throw it all on Spearman Audio and they'll all have fun with it. It'll be great. I do believe in geocentricity. And actually, yeah, you should go read the book Geocentricity, Christianity in the Woodshed, like Joshua said. You should go read it. It's a very good book and it'll help you understand. Yep, they're all Kabbalistic. Most of those guys are Kabbalistic. Not Flat Earth, but the Book of Enoch is a part of it. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Okay. All right, so I guess I'm done here. I think I've got everything on here that I pretty much need. I got out what I wanted to say about the Book of Enoch today, and then guess what? All the opposition came out. But I want you to notice something. You who listen to this video, if you have to go back and listen to it again, or if it's put on sermon audio and you listen to the audio again, remember what I said in the beginning of the audio. Because that same spirit came out and popped down right there and wanted to cause a distraction. I'm glad that you're a KJV only flat earther that's not Gnostic. And I didn't say all of them were. If you listen to my words, I said a great number of them are. I did not say all of them were. I did not say all of them were. Anyway, so, but, send me some study, OPVC. I'm from Nord, Quebec. Okay, I don't know what that means, but just email me at pastorcooley@icloud.com and explain what you mean by that. The underground, please read Acts 17:21. Okay, I'll read Acts 17:21. Look, you're making life hard on me, EJ. I was almost done. I was going to go home and eat some tacos, man. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there, spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Amen, brother. That is accurate. That is accurate. It's all get out, man. It just is. Anyway. Send me a picture of the edge of the flat earth. Okay. I've answered all that. If you go listen to my video on geocentricity, flat earth debunked or whatever I called it, you can hear my position. I'm not going to restate a whole scientific position, biblical scientific position on here. I can't remember all the facts. I can't remember everything like that. And I'm not going to try to do that here. I do have a teaching on it that covers the geocentricity versus the flat earth fable. I have it. Okay? He just put the link in there. What version of the Bible do you read from? I use the King James Bible only. Well, true seeker, that's your opinion. And I guarantee you that only your sect of weirdos believe that my position isn't biblical. It's your little sect of weirdos coupled with the Gnostics that they believe that. Okay. It's a little matter if I'm judged of you. I'm really not too concerned. Okay. I'm really not. Where are you from, Lily Spilka? How did our videos impact you? How did you find this? I'm just curious. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why. Okay. Here's the thing, okay, that I don't understand. If I was encouraged by somebody, or if I thought they were a good preacher or whatever, or they were doing God's work, the last thing I'm going to go do, okay, for instance, my friend is pre-trib, pastor friends of mine are pre-trib. I don't go on their videos and go spam them with post-trib stuff and start an argument on their videos. I don't do that. Why? Because I'm not trying to hurt their ministry in any way. They're preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're trying to bring people into the family of God. They're trying to do what the Lord wants them to do. I'm not going to make a secondary issue of preeminence and importance. It's just balanced, and a lot of people out there have none. They make every issue equal and the same. It's sad. It really is sad. Honestly, it's sad. People, they get so consumed with that issue, and it gets like a cult. It does. And I don't use that loosely, because our church gets accused of being a cult. Every Baptist church, every fundamental Baptist church I know of that stands for the faith, they get accused of the same thing. Nan, I appreciate your prayers. Please continue to pray for us. Thank you so much. I am very grateful for that. Well, 3 Abdo, we're talking about the Book of Enoch and how it's not biblical. Anyway, okay, so I'm not saying you're not saved if you believe the flat earth. I'm saying most people get absolutely consumed with it. Do I believe in modern day deliverance? Yes, but not the way that Bill Schneblin does it. Your teachings have greatly impacted my husband and I as well. Our Lord is using you for his glory. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad that, oh, they did smoke weed. Okay, okay. That's what you're saying, I think. Don't agree on the diagnosis. I used to watch Flat Earth videos and Hebrew Roots videos, smoked weed. Yeah. Well, that sounds about right. And then I came across your videos and the message revived me. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad. We pray that we know there's people out there that are saved, that are backslid, and they're away from God. And we want our ministry to be used to help them come back. And praise the Lord for that. That's good. That's a blessing to hear. Good for you. Praise God. That's good. Okay. Let's see. Alexandria, I'm glad that the teachings have been a blessing to you. And I'm glad you found us out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Is that where you're at? Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad. Thank God. I'm glad that we've been a blessing to you. Abdo, no, I'm not an atheist. I'm a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. Let's see. I believe demons can oppress Christians. Absolutely, I do. Truth seeker, I do believe that demons can oppress Christians. I don't believe they can possess them, though. You know, absolutely. But I don't believe they can possess them. Anyway, and I don't believe in modern-day charismatic deliverance, where you got to have a series of deliverances through all of these things. No, I believe in the grace of God, and I believe God's grace is able. You don't see Jesus casting out devils in people, taking them through counseling session after counseling session after counseling session after counseling session. You don't see the apostles doing that. You don't see that happening like that. You don't see the spooky sideshow poltergeist turn your head around 366 times go and like Carol Ann stuff that goes on today in charismatic churches. You don't see that. It's all a big lie. It's all big fake theatrics. I'm going to tell you something right now. Let me be real with you. When you know, when the devil attacks you, you're not even going to know it until after it's done. After his attack is over and your head is in bonker land and you are almost seeing stars because you don't realize that you've been duped and fooled by Satan. That's the truth, friend. I know that from experience. Anyway, so, that's just the truth. Trust me. Oh, man. Anyway, well, God bless y'all. Jacob Terry, good to have you on here. Praise the Lord. You're sober and starting to live a better life. Praise the Lord. You keep serving God and you keep close to Jesus. Andrea Carpenter says, I owe her a Coke. I do. Did I drink your Coke somehow? How did I do that? I don't know. I don't know. I owe you Coke. Unless I stole your Coke somehow. Oh, said the same thing at the same time. Okay. That's like, I think we used to have to be quiet and somebody punched us for that. I don't remember. Anyway, I'm old, so we did things differently back then. Better make it an orange vanilla Coke. Well, seeing as how you're in Coke country down there, EJ, that's what you would like. Okay, anyway, all right. So if a devil possesses a human, does that mean the devil made them do it? No, it does not mean the devil made them do it. The devil can't make you do anything. Although, when a lost person, they have no power over Satan. They have to turn to Christ, and Christ gives them power over the devil. And we thank God for that. All right. So anyway, I'm off here now. I'm going to get off of you. You all have a good weekend. And share these with the people out there that are looking at the Book of Enoch and get them all around here so people can grow and they can hear the truth about this. I'm tired of that book being used by Christians and them, you know, thinking it's the word of God. Okay. So we need to warn those folks and this is used for that. All right. You all have a good weekend.